USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump has decided to cancel the live Republican National Convention in Jacksonville. USA Radio's John Hunt leads off this hour.
President Donald Trump said he will no longer hold a large in-person Republican convention in Jacksonville, Florida, because of COVID-19, but will hold virtual events and give an acceptance speech.
But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right, it's just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention is not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people.
The president said he spoke with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis about the decision to cancel the convention and that the governor had not pressured him to do so.
Wall Street was in the red in the last hour, the Dow down 144 points, the Nasdaq down 93, the S&P 500 off 20. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The EU's chief negotiator says it's possible that a trade deal with the United Kingdom will not be achieved by the end of the year. The BBC reports Michel Barnier says the two sides are still far apart.
The UK did not show a willingness to break the deadlock. By its current refusal to commit the condition of open and fair competition and to a balanced agreement on fishery, the UK makes a trade agreement at this point unlikely.
There are some glimmers of hope. The UK will seek a simpler deal as opposed to several ones, and negotiators are closer to an agreement on a limit to the role of the European Court of Justice. Voters in the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016, but the country did not formally do so until this past January. The Toronto Blue Jays have reportedly made a deal to play their home games in Buffalo in this year's shortened MLB season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A federal judge has temporarily limited the amount of force federal officers deployed to Portland can use. The officers are barred from arresting or using force against someone they should reasonably know is a journalist or a legal observer of protest. The judge's decision came after Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler was reportedly tear-gassed.
This is an egregious overreaction on the part of the federal officers. This is not a de-escalation strategy. This is flat-out urban warfare.
The judge's order will last for 2 weeks as he considers a longer-lasting injunction against federal law enforcement. Wheeler and Oregon state officials have called for federal law enforcement to leave Portland, where protests against racial inequality have been continuous. A federal emergency contract by the Trump administration is under scrutiny. Researchers were granted $21 million to see the effects of the active ingredient in the over-the-counter drug Pepcid AC on ailing coronavirus patients. The project is on an indefinite delay due to a shortage of COVID patients in New York. Government scientists learned of the project in early April, according to records obtained by the Associated Press. A Florida man faces a felony charge after he allegedly pointed a gun at a shopper at Walmart who asked him to wear a mask. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department says it happened July 12th. 28-year-old Vincent Scavetta was charged in the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.